Side Hustle Show 161, the mini victory theory and 17 mini wins you can get today.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where it's all about ideas, action, and results. I'm coming to you today with a special Friday solo edition of the show. It's all about the mini victories that you can set yourself up for today for your finances, your business, and hopefully your health and happiness as well. Inspiration for this show comes from our first month of parenthood. And here's what I've learned so far. It's all about the mini victories. In fact, that's all there is right now. This could be stuff, in my case, it's like talking this kid off the ledge when he's just inconsolable and crying his brain out. Stealing an hour of uninterrupted sleep or an hour of uninterrupted time to do some work. It's a feeding that goes without projectile vomiting. The kid is having a hard time keeping any food down. But it's got me thinking that every big victory is built on the back of a ton of mini victories. Like, you don't wake up one morning and win the Super Bowl. You win it one quarter at a time, one possession at a time, one down at a time, 1 yard at a time. And before that, you had to have enough mini victories throughout the season to even have the opportunity to play in that big game. And before that, you had to have enough mini victories in college to get drafted and to stay healthy. And the coach had to find 11 such players or 22 such players to fill out his roster and make that happen. And before that, you know, each one of those players had to have enough mini victories in high school to get recruited and make the team in the first place. And we all want that big win, you know, whether that's to quit our jobs, the passive income dream, early retirement, location independence, whatever it is. But what's the next mini win that's going to help us get there? What action can we take today to move us closer to that big win? And that's the mini victory theory that I want to put forward in this episode. Now, I've got 17 mini victories to share, some that I've implemented and some that came from posting about this idea in the Side Hustle Nation Facebook group, which you can join at sidehustlenation.com/FB if you're not in there already. These are about saving money. They're about making your first sales. They're about the proverbial low-hanging side hustle fruit and some slight edge habits that can help move the needle over time. I've got my bulletproof coffee and I'm ready to roll, which is vanilla protein powder and coconut oil is my special blend for that. Okay, let's do this. First on my list is to max out your 401k, at least up to the company match if you have one. That's free money. This is, when I started working at Ford, they actually suspended their company match because the company was going through some hard times, losing a ton of money. But that was like the equivalent of a 6% pay cut. I didn't really think twice about it at the time, but it's like, that's significant. And it definitely adds up month after month after month. So that would be mini habit or mini victory number one. Take advantage of all the free money that you can find. Bonus points if you can afford to put up to the federal max, which I think is $18,000 a year. And one cool hack when you're self-employed is you can implement your own company match. And so my parent company, which is, you know, a solo business as it is, matches my 401k contributions each year. So that's a cool way to defer some of the earnings from Side Hustle Nation and all of these side hustles under that umbrella. Number two is to buy discount gift cards. And my favorite site to get this done is kind of a aggregator site called giftcardgranny.com. They've got some pretty sweet branding going on over there. But if it's money you're going to spend anyways, you might as well get a discount on that. And I find things for everywhere from, you know, 1% off to 25% off. And I know we spend a lot of money at Starbucks. So I, you know, this is our, we consider it a healthy habit because we walk there and back. It's like family time. But we do spend a lot of money at Starbucks. So what we do is try and buy discount gift cards. And even if it's just 10% off, like if you consider 10% return on investment, like in stocks and stuff, a good return, which it kind of is over historically, you know, getting 10% off something you're going to buy anyways is pretty much the same thing. So I like to buy discount gift cards wherever I can. They've got a huge, huge selection on there. Number three is to get a rewards credit card. And this is something I blogged about recently. And Like you, I'm not super excited about the 1% to 2% cash back rewards on my credit card, but those dollars do add up over time, and it's free money, so I'm going to take it. What I get more excited about are the bigger credit card sign-up bonuses that could be worth $500 or more, and that's like 25% cash back, which is definitely worth it in my book. Mini victory number four is to set up a Paribus account. And I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but it's Paribus.co. And it's a cool tech startup that takes advantage of stores' price match policy. So if you buy something at Amazon and they lower that price within a certain time window, Paribus automatically claims that refund on the difference you're entitled to. And for the convenience, they take a 25% fee to do that. But in theory, it works seamlessly. They kind of scroll your inbox for receipts, and then they scrub that against the Amazon data or other store data. So pretty cool service. I've been a member a couple months, and they actually haven't made any claims on my behalf yet. But I'm excited for this free money opportunity. Again, account is free to set up, and I'll include a link to that in the show notes for this episode at sidehustlenation.com/mini. Mini victory number five is when you're running your errands, when you're going shopping, look for items to resell on Amazon, FBA, or eBay. This is the easiest way to get started in the FBA business. Just be on the lookout for good deals when you're in the store already, like looking for clearance buys. I just keep the Amazon seller app on my phone, and I have set up a free Amazon seller account to be able to use that and just see what looks interesting, see if anything looks profitable, bundle them up, package them in as you accumulate that. Mini victory number six, find something free on Craigslist and resell it. Any business model where your cost of goods sold is zero sounds pretty good to me. And after listening to the episode I did with Ryan Finley on Craigslist flipping last year or the year before, I got a few notes from listeners who put his strategies into action. It was really kind of rewarding to hear. Now, one of his strategies was on reselling the free listings, was to actually offer the seller a nominal amount if you think that item has some real value, if you might be able to turn a profit on that, as a way of standing out from the crowd. So Ryan mentioned, hey, a quick note with a quick email with your offer, it's like $20 in the subject line. He's going to go a long way to make that happen and stand out from the freeloaders who just wanted to take it at face value for free. Side hustle or mini victory number seven is to start writing. And I say that with the expectation of, or with the caveat, don't expect to make a dime from this. Start writing as a creative outlet. Practice that skill, because written communication is probably one of the most desired and desirable skills, both from employer's standpoint and for entrepreneurs, because it's just how we communicate. So much of it is in writing over email and proposals and all that. But you can make it as a journal of your side hustle progress or whatever topic comes to mind that day. It just opens up a whole new world of opportunity. And I think Nathan Barry said it really well when he said, hey, there are those who do, and then there are those who do and teach. And that second group has a much higher income potential. Mini victory number eight I have is to set up a Clarity.fm profile. So Clarity, something I've written about on the blog before, it's a marketplace where, like the other marketplaces that we talk about, it's just another place to put your buy button. It's a by-the-minute consulting service where you can request calls from people you want advice from. And similarly, on the seller's standpoint, you can offer advice to those requesting help in your area of expertise. So like this month, I've had 5 calls on Clarity.fm and earned $218 from that. Like I'll take it. I have a full write-up on how to get started on Clarity on the blog. I'll link that up in the show notes at sidehustlenation.com/mini. Mini victory number nine is to do one push-up. This is a habit I picked up actually from Alex Barker on season one of his 66-day experiment podcast, and I believe he picked it up from a book called Mini Habits. The theory is this. Going to the gym is time-consuming and maybe an overwhelming endeavor. So don't set your sights so high. Instead, make it a goal to do one push-up today. It sounds so stupid small that it couldn't possibly have any impact, but once you're on the floor, you'll probably find yourself doing more than one and maybe even doing some other exercises as well. So I like that habit, and I'm trying to do that with my kettlebell swings or squats or whatever. Squatting with the baby seems to be a good way of calming him down. So I'm working on that. Mini victory number 10 is to go on a news break. And I will admit, I used to start every morning on seattletimes.com and I would read cnn.com on my lunch break. And it's almost always a complete waste of time. Like, none of this stuff is going to impact your day-to-day life. And this is especially important during this election year. Like, you almost certainly have better odds of winning the lottery while getting eaten by a shark, while getting struck by lightning, than you do of casting the deciding vote in a presidential election. And I'm all for being an informed citizen, but it doesn't make sense to do. I think it makes more sense to devote your time, your emotional energy, your mental bandwidth to an activity that you can directly impact. And maybe that sounds defeatist in the name of our democracy, but I don't think it is when you compare it to the positive strides you can make when you tune it out and work on something that you care about, an individualized thing that you care about. No matter what side of the spectrum you're on, watching politics probably just makes you angry and leaves you feeling powerless. And so this is a call to control the controllables, invest the time into your own hustle instead. Mini victory number 11, and transitioning into some of the suggestions from the Facebook group, is actually to join a free Facebook group. And I'll shamelessly plug the awesome Side Hustle Nation Facebook group. It's been around a little over a year and we have over 1,500 members in there now. You can join at sidehustlenation.com/FB. Actually, it's a closed group, so you can request to join and I'll approve you right away. But I'm a member of several other groups as well, which have been really helpful. The one that's rocking lately is the Screw the 9 to 5 Facebook group with Josh and Jill Stanton. They've been blowing up lately. And I'm in specific groups for blogging, Kindle publishing, podcasting, and Amazon FBA. Pretty much whatever niche you're in, like, there will be a free Facebook community with people supporting each other and answering questions. And the group thing, it kind of reminds me of a time I went to go play the cash flow board game. This is the Rich Dad Poor Dad board game, where the object of the game is to escape the rat race, something we can all relate to, right? And the board is kind of set up like a Monopoly, except without the weird zero-sum capitalist goal of bankrupting your other players. Now, the first round of cash flow, we played as individuals, you know, all striving for the same goal, to have income from assets exceed our monthly fixed expenses. And it was a ton of fun. This is a game that I can really be all about. And the next round, we played as individuals again, but with some cooperation. As soon as one person escaped the rat race, they diverted their surplus to the next closest person to help them escape. And then they diverted their surplus to the next person until everyone was financially free. And the funny thing is, it happened much, much faster in the second round. And maybe this sounds like an argument for socialism, and maybe it is in that kind of controlled environment, but I took it as an illustration that you can reach your goals a lot faster with some support, whether that's a Facebook group, a mastermind group, even just an accountability partner or coach. And Jeremy Deegan in the Side Hustle Nation Facebook group, when I posted this thread, says, "Hey, my biggest win has been meeting and making new friends in online business." He says, "I started last year. I didn't know where to start. After trying to find a mastermind, I decided to start my own. And out of that group, I have met some amazing people who have inspired me and helped me stay the course. The friendships that I have made through that group, through Udemy, and especially through groups like this one, have played an important role in my life." And he goes on to talk about The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And he's like, you make a 1% change for the better over the course of the year, and you'll be 365% better off at the end of the year than when you started today. And of course, apologies to all the math nerds that know that's not how compounding works, but I like it anyways. Now I've got some suggestions from the Facebook group. And so the next one comes from Brendan Quigley. And so this is mini victory number 12, and it's send a cold email or make a cold call. And he says, this has produced some paying gigs for me. And beyond that, like, he says, there's something about being comfortable enough to contact someone and offer them your services. So I really like that. You're kind of putting your neck out there a little bit. And if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. Mini victory number 13 is to use your natural unfair advantage. This one comes from Jennifer Lee in the Facebook group. She says, in her case, is writing. And she said, hey, I've tried a dozen different online business models, and they've all flopped because they didn't really play to my strengths. And now that I've found writing, it may not be, you know, a ticket to a private island overnight, but it's slow and steady, and it's moving me in the right direction. It's the exact definition of that mini win. Mini victory number 14 was to develop a morning routine. This comes from Daryl Elvina, who actually we heard from his copywriting site on the episode with Mish and Rob. He says, developing a morning routine to start my day right has been a mini win that surprisingly hasn't been too hard to stick with. Starting my day with meditation, journaling, a few minutes of exercise, and handwriting sales letter primes me for the day. Mini victory number 15 is breaking your big, hairy, audacious goal into the smallest possible pieces. This comes from Andy McCabe, who was also on that copywriting episode with Mission Rob. He says, he gives the example of setting up an autoresponder sequence for his digital products. And I would go even further to say, you know, write message number one, or, you know, map out what that sequence is going to look like, or sign up for the email service that you want to use, like to really break that down into the tiniest possible steps. Mini victory number 16 was to take a moment for gratitude. And this is something that anybody can do. This is something we can all implement into our own lives. Dennis Smith says, my small victories come from the messages that I receive that show I'm making an impact on the lives of others. The income is not quite where I want it to be yet, but I know if I focus and apply myself, I can get to that goal of generating enough income that I can live on my own and travel. This is something we can all implement. If we don't have people sending us messages as Dennis does, we can send that to someone else who's impacted our lives, and then that will help us feel better as well. Just take a note to send a thank you. I do this a couple times a week. Just wanted to let you know, like, I don't comment very often, but I appreciate your stuff. I appreciate the effort you put out into the world. Number 17, the home stretch here is to knock out the no-brainer tasks first thing in the morning. This comes from Jack Homer in the Facebook group. He says, I work a typical 9-to-5 desk job. I'm also training for the Boston Marathon and starting a small e-commerce business on the side. He says, squeezing 30 to 60 minutes for my side hustle before my day job has been imperative. I usually get up at 5:30 to knock out 1 to 2 no-brainer type activities I've saved for that time. This lets me focus all of my post-work running energy on creative and or strategic thinking tasks. He says, that's my slight edge mentality. Every day starts with a little victory, and I found it puts me in a better mood since at least one thing is already done by the time I even get back home. He says, I've been kind of taken aback by the positive ripple effect this has created with my day job, with my marathon training, and even my relationships. And thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. That's all I've got. The 17 mini victories for you to test out. I'd love to hear what your mini victories are, your mini wins are in the comments for this episode at sidehustlenation.com/mini. Or if you've implemented any of these already and seen some impact from it, love to hear that as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time, let's go out there, make something happen, and I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.